Imagine hitting the age to retire and then deciding to volunteer for the Army. That is what John Burns did. The military rejected him because of his age, but then the battle came to him, and he joined the Army anyway. It's our week-long series on the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg. The American Countryside returns after this. All this week, we are remembering the Battle of Gettysburg, which took place 150 years ago. At AmericanCountryside.com, you can find two extended versions of our broadcasts about Gettysburg. It's called The Scenic Route, and you can listen online or download the programs and listen on the road. Plus, there are many more editions of The Scenic Route, features about important people and places, all free to listen or download. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook and get all of our latest updates. Experience America. Log on at AmericanCountryside.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Eric Campbell is a ranger at Gettysburg National Battlefield. He enjoys sharing stories of heroic civilians who defended their cause and their town. One such man was John Burns.
He was in his late 60s, early 70s. He was a former town constable. And when the war began in 1861, he tried to enlist, but of course they turned him away for age.
Burns lived in Gettysburg, and when the battle began that first week of July, he joined the fight.
He immediately grabbed his rifle and marched out onto the field and joined Union troops. He actually fought with those troops on the first day, gets wounded three times, and when the Union Army is forced to retreat, he's swept up and captured by the Confederates.
What happened next is not 100% sure, although some have pieced together details.
Technically, since he's not a soldier, John Burns can be executed for being a bushwhacker in fighting against the Confederates. So the story goes, he told the Confederates after he threw his rifles in, into the woods, he was out just looking for his cows, he got caught up in the battle, and so they just let him go.
Burns became a well-known name to many Americans, including the president.
His fame instantly spread for what he had done. I mean, obviously the guy was very brave. So not only does Matthew Brady make sure to photograph him during his visit a few weeks after the battle, but when Lincoln arrived here in November, in preparation for delivering the Gettysburg Address, he made sure he visited John Burns and even attended church with him.
Burns was 70 years old when he joined the Army at Gettysburg. He became a national hero, and his role in the battle is memorialized yet today. He died in 1872 at the age of 78. Traveling the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.